Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP time. Other people's problems. What's happening, Hack?
Clarissa has kind of had a falling out with her best friend.
Oh. Okay, we'll fix it. Clarissa?
Yay.
What happened? How can we help?
Okay, well, my best friend and I have always been overweight, but we've always been each other's greatest cheerleaders in trying to stay healthy.
Oh,
and nice. We've always motivated each other to, you know, like, put down that donut, or, girl, you don't need to buy that ice cream right now, but especially, like, let's hit the gym. Like, if I was feeling lazy, it'd be like, I'm going to come pick you up, or vice versa. That's
so nice. Accountability just, partner. Love that.
Yeah. Were you being literal? Like, would one of you walk up to the other and be like, step away from the donut, like, in a forceful, like...
forceful way, but we just kind of say, come on, like, I want to eat that too, but
go out together, you eat healthy, that stuff.
That's good.
I need them at my house.
Are you interested in moving in?
Okay, so what happened?
Well, like, it was just always the best feeling knowing we were in the struggle together, but the last few months, my best friend, she's been doing weight loss shots, and oh my God, she looks phenomenal.
Great.
Like, she looks so great. And I'm realizing that I'm not happy for her like I thought I would be.
Oh.
So now, yeah, it's, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, now when she motivates me, it feels more like criticism, and it makes me furious. And the same words don't hit the same when it's coming out of a skinny person's mouth. Like,
yeah, step away from the donut from a skinny person is...
I mean, are you willing to admit that you might feel a little jealous?
I mean, I don't know. It's like, I why can't I be happy for her? Like, I don't know if maybe she's changed or did I. Mm. It feels like our friendship used to be based on a commonality. You know, we were both struggling together. We had the same temptations and challenges and relapses and all of that. And we don't have that commonality anymore. And I don't know if we're even still friends. And I feel like, I honestly feel like this weight loss has ruined our friendship, and I don't know whose fault it is.
Okay.
And,
so hard.
Cause I want to say that, like, I've been around long enough. There've been different iterations of, like, the GLP one shot. Mm-hmm. Like, there was the lap band surgery. There was liposuction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were different things.
The caffeine pills. You remember that?
Oh,
era?
God. Fen-Phen? Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did the Fen-Phen
did
for a while.
Did you do it? You seem excited.
Oh, yeah. Fen-Phen. Like, when you could just get it. Like, then it kind of went underground at gyms and stuff. It's real bad for you. But it was just like, it was legal speed.
Perfect.
I mean, you just weren't
hungry.
How did
that? I've never...
you're just not hungry.
Oh,
you're, like, it's okay. Phentermine, and you're just like, let's go. I don't, like, need food.
I need more caffeine. Yeah. But okay.
Yeah. Here's what she's describing that I've witnessed in each of those things. Sometimes when the skinny person gets out of you, they're kind of an a-hole.
Mm.
Or Clarissa's an a-hole and not happy for her friend, or a little bit of both. But I mean, we know people who've gotten skinny and all of a sudden they're like,
because the world is viewing them different. So they're it kind of can make sense. I'm viewing it like I have not had the same struggle, but growing up and like playing basketball and then hearing like you grow up with your friends, you play forever, and then you find out one of your friends, college coach, is coming to watch him.
Right.
Well, I should
we
be
play in the parking lot. I beat him.
Yeah, I should be happy for you, but I'm kind of not. Like, I'm.
Yeah. But I think that's so normal, where it's like you are jealous and you kind of still are proud for your friend, but also like it's both. And that's very normal.
But do you think she's jealous?
Yeah.
But you're also willing to admit it, which is very interesting.
I don't know that she's jealous.
I mean, she admits that she doesn't feel super happy for her. Mm-hmm. Was there a blow up with you and your friend, or have you just grown apart?
No, it's just been this. Well, yeah, there's been a little, obviously she knows I'm more impatient with her, and
sure.
I'm more irritable. And then I feel like she doesn't understand me anymore. That's how it feels. And I just don't know how I can be happy for her with the jealousy. I mean, maybe a part of me feels like I wish I could do the same thing, but I'm just not good with medications. I just have always been like that. You know, okay. I don't even take aspirin.
Nobody's forcing you to do anything.
Yeah.
But I just want to...
But
I want to say this. I'm going to get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. If you guys... You're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Of taking some ownership in it.
For sure.
But I want to talk about the other side too. Are there some people who've gone through any drastic weight loss? Here's the other thing that I've seen in my life with a couple of those different things. For women in general, the trampiness turns on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like
there's more thirst traps posted.
And then all of a sudden they're just sleep. Yeah. And it's like, Clarissa, you may be feeling a certain way, but she may be making you feel a certain way as well, because she's acting so different. Right. Now, I'd like to talk to people who've had friends go through it, or you've gone through it, and like you recognize, I started to treat my friends different.
Right.
Because you're just, look how hot I am.
This is also very weirdly similar to like the Splinter era when all your friends start getting married. Like I went through this.
Mm.
I watched everyone get married and I was just still single, and you could feel them like, oh, I don't have time. They feel bad for you because
you're looking at me and everybody's splintering away.
But it is like you grow apart and you feel horrible about it. And you're like, I could admit at the time I was jealous, but I also was like, well, I didn't want to be married to their guy. So it's like Clarissa's like, well, I don't want to take that, but I am feeling weird about it and they're acting different. And
I just love how aware you are, though, Clarissa, because it's like it's.
I know.
It's you don't know if it's you that's being different, or if it's her, or if it's both. And we're going to try to get to the bottom. I don't know. Without knowing you, we'll try to get you some advice.
Yeah. And I think there's so many like instances of where you want the same thing. Like people in radio, if you heard us, like a part timer's like, I just moved to New York. I'm going to be out. And you're like, what?
you're in New York?
Yeah, but like I think it's somewhat natural, like Aaron was saying, to not feel super happy at first, right? Or am I just a jerk?
But is the other person also acting differently? Which in so many cases is true.
I'm just saying, I don't want to out anybody, but there's somebody that I know, they don't work here, and just take that off but it's like they got their new bod and then they became trampy. They became kind of a bee, became very entitled.
Because it's a new level of confidence that you didn't have before.
Yes. And it's like, you got to be able to.
Yeah.
That's why, like, to get bestowed with superpowers, you got to pick the right person. You know what I mean? Like, if you watch Shazam, right? They were looking for the right guy. And it's like, you give them to the wrong person and they turn evil. Movie. Right? Just some of us have seen Shazam.
I know.
Some of us.
Is that the one with Sinbad?
No.
You're thinking of Kazam, and that's like a...
What is Kazam?
It's that's part of like a Mandela things. Effect yeah, thing.
That. I've at least heard of Shazam.
Shazam. Okay.
That guy with the pretty face was in it.
Yeah. Hey, Clarissa, okay. Hang on. The other question that I have for the room is, if one of your friends got skinny, could they still tell you to step away from the donut?
No.
But that's your donut friend. That's your accountability partner.
No, but it
what
also...
No.
No. As a girl who has struggled with my weight a long time, no one who does not look like me gets to talk to
me. Even if that's the person who's told you your whole life. They're still in there, but it's like, no.
I know, and they might still, like, her friend might still be on that same dieting path, but...
Right. You don't, you just go...
It feels different. I don't know.
I think it's coming off condescending.
I thought it was condescending when she said it before.
Yeah, it was, but...
But now if it's coming from somebody who's...
Yeah.
Okay. Clarissa needs your help. Her friend's skinny. They were both overweight together and now she's not. What can she do? Is it her fault? Is it the friend? If you've been through this, we'd love to hear from you. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Clarissa with such a problem of right now. Her and her friend were both kind of overweight. They were on each other's team. They're mm-hmm. accountability partners. They're mm-hmm. like, eat better. Let's go to the gym together. Blah, 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 blah. And now the friend did one of the shots. But it doesn't it doesn't matter how. But she got skinny.
And I don't think Clarissa even has judgment on that. Like, I think she's just like, I just feel different about our friendship now.
Because the friend is kind of acting different.
Is she?
Right. Right.
But I do love that Clarissa's got the clarity to go, is it me?
Right.
Am I being different or is she being different?
Right.
Or am I just perceiving her different because she's so much...
And she said she feels like they don't even really have a friendship now, right? Like, she's like, wow, our whole friendship was kind of based on this thing we had in common.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that you talked about the splintering thing, because that is a real thing where mm-hmm. you don't have as much in common. It's like, that's my boys that I go out searching for girls with. I have a girl.
Right.
So I don't.
Yeah. Or like when my girlfriend started having kids and I was like, I don't even know like what to talk to you about.
Right. And all you talk about is like, baby? Oh, he spit up on me. And it's like, yeah. I care.
I mean, I kind of care, but yeah.
But you want to just go drink Chardonnay or whatever. And
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sorry.
How so dare you?
Who is being weird, or right. is this something kind of common when people go through weight loss journeys at different speeds? Teresa?
Hey, hi. Yay.
Hey, hi. Yay. Yeah. We ran the gamut there.
yeah.
What do you think?
Well, about 8 years ago, I went through a divorce, and of course, I was depressed and everything, and I didn't eat, and I lost a lot of weight, and I looked great, and I was bitchy. Looking back, I lost a lot of friends, and I'm like, oh my God, all you have to do is just do this, and just, I didn't exercise, I just was too miserable to eat.
You were miserable, yeah, you had anxiety.
Yeah. You were literally depressed.
But, you know, I'm like, see, you could do it, if I could do it, you could do it, and then now my sister, who's been... She's been severely obese. She had the lap band, and she had bypass. She had all of this other stuff, and now she's on the Ozempic. And, you know, she just literally wasted away. She was like almost 300 pounds, and she was just wasting away. I mean, I've gained 50 pounds since, you know, I got through my divorce, and I'm happy now, so I'm eating. But
so you're saying you did act differently when you lost the weight, and you're acknowledging that.
But I am acknowledging that. I was a B. I was like, oh, why don't you do it? I did it. You could do it, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just a lot of people are like, and then I look back and I'm like,
God, I, jeez.
Am I allowed to ask this question? I am going to ask it anyway.
Let's do it.
Did you know then that you were being a B? It's like
you girls
and your PMS thing. You don't know. I don't know how you don't know. Just set your watch by it. But like, you don't know when you're in it. And then like the week after, you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's like, so you don't always know when you're being crazy.
No.
No. Yeah.
Let's use a different word.
I didn't realize. Yeah. But I want to tell you something really funny. Like my sister now, she's like probably 130 pounds now, which is amazing because she's probably never been under 200 pounds her whole life. And I was saying something like, God, the pounds are just melting off of you. I'm like, God, that's lucky. I wish I could do that. She's like, oh, honey, I know what it's like to be the fat sister.
Because.
But was she messing with you because you did this?
You were such a B before?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's just, you guys, I think this is an, like, Clarissa's concerned that she's being a B, but I think it's kind of natural.
It also could just be both of them.
But if you, like, suddenly fell into money and you're kind of a baller, you're kind of a, you turn into a D. Like, and she just suddenly got a new rockin' body and she's just like, like, you don't even realize it's happening to you, but you're like, you look at your friends doing their old things. Like, why are you still eating donuts, loser? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't mean to be that, but you just are. This person is so concerned about their B-ness, I think, that they've changed their name and their VD.
Oh, okay.
Voice disguiser.
Candy?
Hi, yai.
Yai. You are disguised. You've been through this exact thing.
Yes, I have.
Were you the weight loser?
I was.
And were you...
How awful were you?
I was awful. I lost a lot of friends, actually, because we would go to bars and I would not go home with them. I would ignore them the whole night. I would find a guy. My attention would go elsewhere and it was like, you know, my friends didn't matter. And yeah, it was the overconfidence, you know, and
you're making up for years that you didn't have it, right?
Yes. Yes. But then I ended up, this is going to sound so terrible, but I ended up with a little girl that I'm not 100% sure who her foster is. You know what I mean? It just, like, it snowballed. Like, it was just all drama. And looking back, like, I wouldn't have wanted to be my friend. You know what I mean? Like,
but you did what I was starting to allude to. Like, you took your new body for a test run so much that you don't even know who the father of your child is.
Absolutely. Yes.
Dang.
Yes.
But, okay. But it happens. You don't have to like feel horrible forever about
it. You don't. No, you shouldn't.
Because also you were probably ignored for a really long time and then suddenly here's all this attention. And
you just get
like,
this superpower.
I guess I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for being honest with us.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's kind of natural and it sucks because you become very self-absorbed. Because you're so excited and you want everyone else to be excited for you, but then you kind of forget about your friends and like the support they gave you because you're so self-involved.
I am floored because I thought people were going to call and say, Clarissa, you need to be a better friend. You're not happy for what your friend just went through. And instead, it's...
People going, yeah, we become awful.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly.
Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.